19 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on ABC Central West. A very good morning to you. It's time to catch up with one of our local vets. And we're very lucky to have Dr. Nikki Burns here from the Orange Vet Hospital. Hello, Dr. Burns.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, look, I'm going all right. You know what we've been talking about on the show and, I mean, in the office really, is flying foxes.
Yes.
They're everywhere at the moment.
So I've heard. I don't live in Orange myself, but I've heard from a lot of my colleagues that they've been rampant.
Is that right?
Around the place.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that it's being spread even further than the media, that we're actually, you know, representing the truth. Okay. So, I mean, for yourself, I mean, usually we catch up about, you know, dogs or a cat or a bird. Flying foxes, I mean, what's the, I guess... What's some of the things you wanted to bring up today?
Yeah, I mean, I think we see it on occasion in Orange where we see that we get an influx of them in the colonies. And I think, you know, people are freaked out by them. And sometimes I think people can have a negative reaction to them, which I get, you know, the feces everywhere, yeah. The noise, etc., mm-hmm. and the smell. Mm. But they are actually really important for Australia's ecology because they're one of the most important animals that spread native seeds. They help, you know, they eat flowers, so they spread nectar, fruits, etc., and they carry them over across large distances. So they're really important with the native vegetation.
Is that right? Yep. Yeah, because I think a lot of the chat is usually
negative.
Yeah, yep. That's I know that there's you know, a few people who in Bathurst in particular, I think one of the parks had to shut recently. Oh, well, I can't go sit in my park anymore. That's a bit of a pain. It, you know, the feces on your car, that's a big problem for people.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I think the important thing is that they are important, okay? And they are protected as well. So you can't go and harm them.
No, God, no. Couldn't catch them anyway.
No. And I think the other important thing is that we've just got to respect that the reason that they're probably here is because there's been a lot of destruction of their natural environment. So we've actually sort of brought it on ourselves, essentially.
That sounds about right. That sounds like human beings. I won't lie. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just here because they've got to find somewhere to roost, somewhere to eat, because their normal places isn't suitable anymore.
And this is usually around about the time we see them as well, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, when you think about it, everything's sort of flowering at the moment and you've started to get fruit on the trees, etc. So, yes, that's typical.
When it comes to humans and flying foxes, I mean, and again, as you mentioned, not recommending that you go anywhere near them, really.
Mm.
But, I mean, is there a kind of risks with
human
health?
There is a risk. I mean, the main sort of risk that we worry about is the Lyssa virus, which is similar sort of to the rabies virus.
Okay, right.
There is sort of a very low chance. So it's like less than 1% of wild population have the Lyssa virus. So it's pretty low to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you can get Lyssa virus is basically from scratches or bites. So that's if you go and handle a bat,
mm-hmm.
if you are not qualified to do so, or if you're not wearing the appropriate protective equipment. So if you are just walking underneath them, leaving them to their own devices, you're not going to get it.
So they'll be fine.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like a, you know, a bit like a snake or something, you know, if they're just still walking, don't go and attack it.
That's right. Because
you'll end up worse off.
Yeah. So leaving them be, I think, is the main thing. And sort of leaving them be so that you're not creating more noise, you know.
That's true.
You'd go and disturb and they're going to be noisy.
That's very true. Just leave them alone. They'll leave you alone in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And of course, you know, if you see one harm, because we spoke to Wise earlier this week, and that was what they said as well. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like other animals where you might be able to wrap it in a coat or
exactly.
something. Just leave it alone. Give us a call and we'll be able to head over.
Yeah. So that's my advice, is call Wise.
Yeah. Okay.
They know what they're doing. They're generally vaccinated against rabies, which helps with protection against Lyssa virus.
Okay.
So they're the ones to deal with it.
Yeah, all right. That's good to know. Dr. Nikki, thank you.
Not a problem.
Dr. Nikki Burns there from Orange Vet Hospital, running us through a few things that you should keep in mind. I mean, especially as you're heading out this weekend. I know that we're supposed to get some less rainy conditions. You might be heading out and about in some of our local parks. So leave them alone, please. That's the main advice. And it's always a nice remembrance as well that, of course, there's a reason that they're here, right? You're listening in to ABC Central West this morning. Good to have your company as we're heading into the day together.